Well, we know that alcohol is a major feature, I think, in over a third of them, and lack of enforcement. And we have the Garda Commissioner telling us that that's not a problem, as I understand it, to paraphrase what was said at the Public Accounts Committee. But as at the end of February this year, there were 627 members assigned to the Guards Roads Policing Unit. That compares with 1,046 in 2009. 1,046 in 2009, and now we're at 627. And then in Galway, we have 37, the lowest ever, I think, in relation to the availability of staff. Galway, 47 back in 2009, 37 now. A lot more cars on the road and much less enforcement. The Road Safety Authority, we all have received a letter from 30 community groups, four of them from Galway, the Galway Cycle Bus, the Galway Cycling Campaign. I particularly list them out because they've done fantastic work on the ground. Wheels of Athenry, More Action, Earn More. There are four just in Galway out of 30 community groups. And I'm sad to say that they're telling us they have lost faith in the Road Safety Authority. And they go on to talk about the emphasis being put on young children as opposed to the people who are breaking the law and enforcement and so on. Now, that's difficult to read because I actually have empathy for the Road Safety Authority because they've been underfunded. They were supposed to be self-funded with the NCT and the driving testing. That's not possible. This is a catastrophe. So you need to take a hands-on approach in relation to this matter.